Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Radio Nova, and I'm Track O'Brien. Today we're looking at the practice of composting, the process that converts organic materials into a nutrient-rich soil or mulch through natural decomposition. So have you started composting yet?
I have indeed. Yeah, we have the compost bin at home. We would have done a bit of composting in primary school.
No.
No.
Yes, I have composted. Though it's really hard at the moment because I'm in an apartment and you're not allowed to compost in the apartment.
Yes. Bokashi bins and then outdoor composting.
Yes, I have. We had a small patch in our small composter in the back garden for a number of years.
Yes, we have. We do a little bit in the garden at home every week.
I tried once. It was not very successful because I didn't know what I was doing, but I did give it a go.
If you haven't tried it yet, maybe you're worried you'll do it wrong or don't have the space or that it'll attract unwanted rodents. Well, fear not. Today we're looking at a composting system that can be done in a small space, indoors. It's simple to follow and it doesn't attract any unwanted guests. It's called the Bokashi Bin. And I recently met with Ollie Green from betterplants.ie to find out how it works.
We have this system called, it's a Bokashi Bins, basically.
Okay.
Some in a pack of two. And the reasons are so brilliant. Look, I've been composting for so many years now. And
yeah.
You know, you just have this whole thing of large compost and hot compost, and it's just complicated.
Mm.
You know, so this, you can compost 100% food waste. You can put in raw foods, cooked foods, bones, chicken bones
okay.
into it, everything.
Yeah.
And you sprinkle a little bran into it each time. This is inoculating bran to help the fermenting process.
This comes with the kit.
Yeah. So they come in a pack of two. So you start filling number one. You can keep, they're brilliant. You can keep them in your kitchen, utility room, or under your kitchen.
Under the sink or something.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
And as you need it, you just add in your food waste.
Okay.
And then when it's full, you leave one fermenting for 2 weeks, and then you start filling the second one. So then, after the 2 weeks then fermenting, you bring it out, you can tip that into the soil, and within 3 or 4 weeks, it's all broken down into soil because of the microbes.
Yeah.
But also then, if you like, you know, if you have house plants or any lawns or anything else, it creates a brilliant liquid feed as well.
Okay.
So it actually produces a feed as well
as
the fermenting process goes.
And this was something actually you'd mentioned, that it can be very effective for clearing a drain.
It's brilliant,
and it's an organic way of doing it.
Yeah, it's an organic way. So like if you had showers, like our house in particular,
yeah.
we had a shower upstairs, we don't use that much, and you get that stagnant, dirty old smell in it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just pour the liquid down now, and it just clears out, unlocks the pipe, because, again, it's all the microbes in it and the bacteria, and it actually sticks to the sludge in the pipes and clears it out. It actually eats it away.
My God. Yeah. And you can put this under your kitchen sink. You don't even have to have it in the garden. It can be under the kitchen sink. Is there any smell that comes
There's
off?
No smell whatsoever. Okay. And that's one bonus of it. People would say, like, I even know it again in our own house.
Yeah.
My wife would say, God, we were plagued with fruit flies during the summer.
Absolutely.
This summer, we had no fruit flies at all because we had our Bokashi bins. And because it's fermenting in it, it doesn't attract any, you know, pests or anything like that around the place. So it's rodent proof as well, which anyone that's listening,
I know,
might be
that's the other question. Yeah.
It's the big thing we get, you know,
is
a rodent proof 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to get little friends coming in. Yeah.
No.
So once you've put the compost in, then you do that kind of over the winter, would you? And then have it ready in the spring?
Yeah,
for
you can do that. Exactly. You can just build up the soil over the winter months if you want to create the soil, you know, or if you want to, say, if you had vegetable beds you weren't using.
Yeah.
And you just wanted to keep them topped up, you can just bury it in that. And then come springtime, that's all going to be broken down into really microbe-rich soil that's going to, you know, your vegetables will just thrive in it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the effect of this. So that's the compost. So just, and people who are worried about, you know, there's a balance, you're supposed to put cardboard in and stuff like that into the compost in the garden. None of that comes into this.
The only thing I always say to people, just to be wary of putting into it, is tea bags, because some of them contain lots of microplastic, but I'm hearing a lot of, you know, just check your tea bags. Other than that, everything is a goer.
Everything else, any sort of food source at all can go in, and then you just sprinkle this stuff on that comes with the kit.
It's inoculating.
And that
brand,
keeps it.
And that ferments it all, and you're just packing down. It's amazing how much you'll fit into one little bin.
So it's a good way to start as well on composting. You might want to branch out to having a bigger system in your garden in the future, but it's a good way to start, and that's available at betterplants.ie. Thanks very much, Ollie.
Thank you very much.
So there you go, the Bokashi bins are the most effective method of recycling kitchen waste. No smells, no fruit flies, and it's small and compact enough to be tucked away in any size of a kitchen. It'll help rebuild the soil in your garden and decontaminate soil from harmful pollutants. So why not source a Bokashi bin close to you, particularly if you're a novice to the art of composting?
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.